The question is, with your piece of legislation about banning women from
100%
using...
100% yes.
My question to you is...
And it doesn't go far enough. I'll be filing more bills.
You have said that it was created in response to Congresswoman-elect McBride.
100%. And
but should legislation be created targeted at one specific person?
It doesn't mention anyone in the legislation, but I...
But you've said it was aimed at her.
No, I have said it's a result of this. I'm not going to allow biological men into women's private spaces. I will stand in the brink and stand in the way of anyone on the radical left who thinks that it's okay for a penis to be in a women's locker room or a bathroom or a changing room. Hell no. I'm not going to stand for it. And the speaker said it would be in the House rules package. If it's not, I'll be ready with a motion, a privileged motion, to force a vote on this. This is not okay. I'm a survivor of rape. I'm a survivor of sexual abuse. And I'm not going to allow any man and any female private spaces.
Now, Speaker,
end of story. And by the way, I'm getting death threats from men pretending to be women. Why is it that these crazy people, the insanity, the radical left, are willing to kill women over a man's right to be in a women's restroom?
Speaker Johnson has said he wants to treat every new member with the words dignity and respect. Forcing this congressperson to go into a male restroom, is that dignity and respect?
Forcing women to share private spaces with men is not dignity and not respect. And I'm absolutely going to stand in the way of anyone who thinks it's okay for a man to be in our locker room, in our changing rooms, in our dressing rooms, in women's bathrooms. And in fact, if you agree with that, you're crazy, because that's not okay. It's not okay.
Congressman, when did...
Thank you, Congressman.